Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So speaking of mean Eagles guy, I'll go ahead and skip ahead a couple stories. Okay. So I told you yesterday how BCT Partners was launching an internal investigation about this guy. He has been terminated. They work pretty fast. So there you go.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get out of here.
Now, see, I was kind of giving this some thought. You know, Philadelphia fans have a reputation of being mean. Snits come on this radio station talking about it. We've talked about it. I don't know that all Philly fans would be okay with him being that mean, though. Because I was thinking at first, well, if you go punch the guy, what about everybody sitting around you and with him? You're going to get jumped.
Oh, you think all the other people
may not be the case?
No, man.
Because that's pretty far.
It is. It is. Like, every fan base has the outlier crazies.
Yeah, and I think he's even Philly, as mean as they are.
Philly and other markets get a bad rap. Maybe they have more of them, but most Philly fans aren't like that guy. Most fans of any team aren't like that guy. Like, that guy's, you know, I think.
That's worse than throwing batteries at Santa Claus.
Yeah.
The throwing batteries at Santa Claus guys would probably root you on for punching that guy in the face. Yeah. I would imagine.
I just don't buy. And again, I will always ask the question. I pretty much know the answer. Why? Because you tell me all the time. I just don't think because you pay a ticket that or you root for a team that gives you the right to be a you-know-what.
It doesn't.
100%.
I don't understand that part. You ain't that. You do know that nothing that you are doing, you're cheering, you're standing applause, is contributing to them winning or losing.
Well, I think that's the thing right there, Randy, is that people have a trouble separating that. And they actually think that what they wear or what they say during a game or what they yell at people,
I think it's great you can support your team. I think you're supposed to support your team.
Of course.
But if you actually think that you up here, like, helping them, you know what? Never mind.
No, I mean, you're right. You're right. There's a line that logic doesn't cross, and those people don't have logic. I mean, they're crazy, and so I don't know what, you know, I don't know how to fix it. Video them and ruin their life.
I guess so.
that's what it is.
So on to happier stories, though. So the Mahomeses, Brittany and Patrick, have completed the triumvirate.
The what?
The trifecta.
Oh,
they've got three of them.
Three what?
Children.
Kids.
Oh, they had another baby?
Yep. They completed the Olympic medal cycle as well. So they started with bronze, moved on to sterling.
Oh, God.
Well, Brittany on Monday gave birth to Golden Ray.
Wouldn't you want to go the other way?
So I'm thinking.
Oh, that's true. Like, if you're bronze, like, damn.
Well, damn.
Well, and bronze just happens to be the boy. Okay. The other two are girls.
Okay.
So golden and sterling. Now, kids are always fighting with each other, and parents are always saying they don't have a favorite child. Aren't these kids going to grow up and be like, well, y'all literally put us
in order. At least they did it in reverse, though, because the oldest always feels like they're the most loved, right? Like, the oldest always feels whatever.
Oh, Golden Ray's going to be a brat. I'm the favorite. I'm golden.
The third one always is.
Yeah.
The third one's always
good for them.
The wildest one.
Yeah, good for Pat.
Yeah.
His wife.
I've heard of a golden before, like Golden
Tate, yeah.
Sterling, there's a lot of people named Sterling.
Sterling Sharp.
Yeah. Never heard of a bronze.
Never heard of a bronze.
The Bronze Bomber.
Nickname.
I think that was Bronx, too.
Well, that's the Yankees. Bronze Bomber.
Bronze is boxer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
You just call him Braun.
You could.
Bronny.
There you go.
Bronzo.
Or Bronzy.
Bronzy.
Bruno. Yeah.
Well, here's Pat Mahomes talking about how much of a soldier his wife was and what she let him do in the hospital room.
Yeah, I mean, it's been cool. I mean, I'm just supporting. You know, Brittany crushed it. it's been cool to welcome another baby girl in our family and see how my other kids react to her and having baby Sissy and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of fun, and it was cool that football was on TV when I was in the hospital, so I got to watch a little bit.
Yes,
and so Brittany was kind enough to let us watch football as she was getting ready to give birth to our second daughter.
Was this planned, you think? Oh, we're going to have the bye week on this week, so let's go ahead and have
it's pretty
video.
Cool that it happened, though.
It is.
I'm pretty sure they induced her.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they induced her. I'm pretty sure they induced her. Because that's when Isaiah was born, during a bye week, got induced. But what do we do in the hospital room? Like,
support.
We don't support, she ain't having it?
Hold a leg or something?
Well, if we don't support.
Dude. I'm just telling you that. This is the craziest thing. Because the daughter, she said, you're the worst leg holder. I was like, I'm trying to see what's going on. So a leg kept slipping out my hand. So I'm like, I got you, babe. I mean.
You were
trying to see what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't afraid of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't afraid.
I did the same thing.
I was down there.
Yeah, but I just think when they were like, you know, what do we do? Like, we have nothing.
They told you were the worst at it?
No, my wife, she said, will you hold my leg? And I was like, I'm trying to see what's going on. If I hold your leg that high, I can't see around you. But
yeah, you know.
Like the women in the like, if there's any dad or anybody who takes credit for the birth of their child, go to hell.
Yeah.
We don't do nothing. We get to sleep on the couch.
You sleep on an uncomfortable
couch. But what do we do?
You go get stuff if they need it or ask for it. And then you
Is that hero stuff?
No.
Oh.
No. You're not taking.
Yeah.
It's the job.
It's taking a walk around the hospital.
Yeah. You help them walk around the hospital.
We
try
don't
to
do
loosen,
nothing.
Try to loosen stuff up.
Yeah, we don't do nothing.
I mean, moral support.
Yeah.
Emotional support. That's it. That's all you do.
Yeah, like push.
Now, again, I would caution you to, I mean, what you're doing is something. You could literally do nothing.
No.
Then you're going to have a real problem on your hands.
Now, that's another thing.
It's a whole other thing.
It's a whole other thing.
Yeah, you're doing something. Hey,
you sitting on the couch drinking while she...
But at least you're there.
Yeah.
Right?
All you said I had to do was be in the room. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what percentage of being a dad is just being there, but it's a high percentage. Just being there.
I agree with that.
You're doing it.
Yes, I got to cut the umbilical cord and all that stuff. Yes, yeah. I'm doing it.
I wonder that a lot of times in my life as, like, what am I even doing here? I'm here. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, but it's all about the women.
What am I really doing
It's all about the mamas.
Am I helping? No, I don't think so.
So I went out of order with me and the Eagles guy, and I come back to the Eagles because, you know, look, the Eagles won on Saturday, Sunday, whatever it was, beat the Packers. Now they're going to face the Rams this weekend, so they're winning. They're in the playoffs. It's true, A.J. Brown has one catch. But why is Nick Sirianni still having to answer these questions?
Because, you know, the crazy thing is it's been happening for, you know, he's been reading this book on the sideline for a long time. It just so happened that a camera saw it this week and kind of, you know, I don't know if made a big deal about it or not, but everybody has their own way.
It's so true. Because when he had over 100 yards,
know that.
Yeah.
I never saw him read it before.
Because nobody ever saw it.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is no one ever saw him do it before. So then they saw it. And
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I don't know. It's
Serena, here's my
weird.
Question for you. You're a pass catcher, play 11 years in the NFL. He's a pass catcher. So what is it that you're supposed to be doing on the sideline Like, if he was just sitting there not reading, but he was sitting down, would somebody still have had issue with that?
No.
I know, but let's not act like reading a book on the sideline is a normal thing.
It's not normal,
thing to do.
But you're right. Either it's look, not a looking big at deal, a tablet is, but now it's reading not plays used to be, or.
Right. Yeah, but those are things that are happening in the game.
But the thing about it, my whole thing was like, yeah, it's not normal to have a book, but he wasn't doing it because he had a bad game. He's right. done it when he had good games.
It's not a big deal, but it's also not a normal,
it's not normal
thing
normal.
To do.
All right,
tell me.
I think it's okay that people are talking.
Butter hip. What, because what emoji, you know, the face emoji with the runny down eyes, the cry, runny eyes, is that sad or crying? Crying or crying from sadness or crying
I
from
think
happy?
I think my interpretation of that emoji is that it's crying, okay. But not just a tear, like crying it's, a lot.
That's crying, okay, because Wimby just, like, quote tweeted that article about the dude putting his jerseys on eBay with that emoji.
Oh. I always took it as you're laughing so hard you're crying.
That's what I don't
know. That's what the tears out.
Oh, that's what that is.
So tell me this, because my favorite one is the side of the tears. What is that?
That's just laughing even harder.
That's
rolling
drunk.
Around on the floor. Okay. Laughing.
Oh, I thought that was like drunk crying.
Well, okay. If you do a text and have Siri read it, you can get the meaning of the emojis. That's the only way that I found that you can. Yeah, when Siri reads them, it'll tell you what emojis she's reading.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really? I did not know that. See, you asked the right guy.
There should be definitions, though. Can we in the iPhone box, can you give me an emoji definition?
You guys talk to text?
No.
Oh, a lot. In a car?
I will never. And I'm talking about Andy. I got to have a 5 beside my name to do that. I got to be 50s.
I
got to be in my 50s.
Okay, fair enough. The
person I'm not saying people are old when they do it.
I got it.